Track 12, and now we come to sport. With the cricket season now behind us, we'll start with football. Two late goals from Bridport FC sunk Newton Abbott Spurs to their first defeat of the campaign by 3-1. Celebrations were aplenty for the away team when both strikes hit the back of the net. It was Bridport who opened the scoring before Callum Noyce struck back for Spurs. Bovey Tracy and Timmouth were also in action in the South West Peninsula League, and they were playing against each other on September the 11th. Piers McLaughlin scored the only goal of the game after just 17 minutes, but there was also involvement for the woodwork and the referee's cards. Bovey hit the post, and there was also a late red for the teens, but it was McLaughlin's effort that made all the difference. East Allington United had an impressive 3-0 win at Buckfastleigh Rangers. Finlay Bullen and Ben Tapper were on target for the Pirates against a Rangers team that have lost two of their three opening games. Paignton Villa's first 11 also got their first points with a great 4-3 win at Newton Abbott. In the Premier Division, four teams remain unbeaten and goal difference separates three of them. Newton Abbott 66 lead the pack with a 3-2 home win against Kingsdainton Athletic, yet to register a point, was good enough for the Sixes. Walden Athletic also have a maximum points, and a 5-1 home win versus Chudley Athletic has given them a great start to the season. Last season's champions, Ilsington Villa, are nicely settled into fourth place on 6 points from 2 games, with a 3-1 win at Elberton. Newton Abbott Spurs, seconds, who have won 2 on the bounce after losing on the opening day at Walden, had a close 2-1 win at Paignton Saints and still look a strong prospect to challenge the top division. Division 1, as promised, continues to impress, whilst Plymouth Phoenix remain at the top with 3 others on maximum points. They must be delighted with their newfound competition. A 2-0 home win against Buckland Athletic, who made them work for the points from goals from Carlton Allen and David Moore. Bovey Tracy remain in fourth on 6 points from 2 games and did not play a league game as they were on County Cup duty. Interestingly, they beat Windmill 2-1 in an ill-tempered senior cup game that saw the Plymouth-based team end the game with less players than they started with. And finally, on the football front, Poulton Rovers Football Club were the visitors this time round on Saturday the 14th to Buckland Athletic, who hit them for 7 unanswered goals in their second biggest win of the campaign thus far, not quite matching the 8-0 thrashing of Welton Rovers at the end of July. The Buckland boss told the club's media that in the second half in particular, it was easy on the eye, with a special mention for new arrival Luke Forward. Really pleased for Luke on his debut to score a goal. Now it's on to running. A posse of Teambridge Trotters took part in the Truro Half Marathon on the 15th of September in the undulating latest round of the club championship. The race headed out into the countryside with a variety of hills, villages and wiggles off-road to keep runners focused, with supporters and marshals everywhere. The weather was good and the temperatures increased as James Long led the team home in fourth place in a time of 1 hour 23 minutes 42 seconds, the first in the MV40 category. Bob Small was in Kew Gardens for the Pancake Flat Richmond Marathon in wonderful scenery, including Hampton Court Palace and alongside the River Thames. The race was going well ahead of schedule, but by 22 miles his hip was aggravated and it got messy. Bob persevered and reached the finish line in 4 hours, 30 minutes and 23 seconds, a super time to easily take the MV75 first prize and set a new Teignbridge Club record, a fine achievement following his last marathon 44 years ago in 1980. And now we come on to rugby. Teignmouth moved on from their defeat by Winscombe with an ultimately convincing 29-13 win over visiting Truro. Pete Parsons, the Teignmouth captain, described the performance as a definite improvement, although the opposition were hard to break down. It was a very stop-start first half, but we were finally able to convert our pressure into points in the second half for the win we felt we deserved, said Parsons. Newton Abbott bounced back from their opening day whitewash at Tiverton in the best possible manner with a 51-15 win over visiting Wellington. Mike Saxton, the director of rugby at Newton Abbott, said he had a pre-match feeling the squad were going to turn it on. My instincts proved correct as our team delivered a remarkable performance and secured a memorable victory, said Saxon. And that concludes the sport for this week.